Seis a question from Rishman Gimel, Skat and Dalad. If you can stand a shine on the Poiskim, if you're able to give Matnas Kahuna to a Kohen Katan. And the Torah is, Chaftal Matnas Kahuna, there's 24 Matanas that are given to a Kohen. There's Truma, there's number one, there's Chala, there's Meganisus, and Shir, you give Chala to the Kohen, there's Zoraya, Bechaim, Bekeva, Meshach, the Behema, parts of the Behema go to the Kohen, there's Zoraya, Bechaim, Bekeva. Agav, I don't know how well known this is, but the chayayim literally means the cheeks, but it also includes the tongue. So, in the times when Matnas Kahuna were given, all tongue on the market was owned by the Kohanim. It was all that they had the whole market of tongue. Zera Chaim Vakeva is a Matnas Kahuna which is Mutan Azara, so they were able to sell it. We know from Rashi and Tashavir that the tongue is a chashra piece of wasa meat, because it was all owned by the Kohanim. And then Pinya Ben, and there's other Matnas Kahuna. So the Shaila in the Paiskim is, can you be Yotze Matnas Kahuna by giving it to a Kohen Katan also? So the Ksais wants to say a new reason why you should not be able to give it to a Katan. And it's not that the Paiskim will talk about this reason. The Ksais says, the reason why you can't give Matnas Kahuna to a Kohen Katan is because when you give Matnas Kahuna, when you give Truma, there's a mitzvah of Nesina. Part of the mitzvah is the actual Nesina, giving it to him. Is a machlokes the Rambam and Ramban say for mitzvahs if there are two mitzvahs in the Tayyik mitzvahs, one mitzvah that fresh truma and there's a second mitzvah of giving the truma, or is it all one mitzvah in the Tayyik mitzvahs? So the fresh separating the truma and giving the truma. Of a lechode is part of the mitzvah is to give the truma to the kohen. So Tayyik says the mitzvah of giving Matnas Kahuna, the kohen has to be kohen. It's not just to give it to him; you have to give it to him, and the kohen has to be kohen. Tayyik says cotton would not be able to be kohen. The Gemara says that the Vatayim and Atayra, a cotton picks up a Metzi in the street, he's not cutting it. The Bonim, they're Masakim, they're Zakai Shalom, then there shouldn't be any fighting, we've got to keep it. Of Medereisa, a cotton cannot be cutting it when he picks up from Hefka or Metzi. The Rishonim do say that, that when you makna to a cotton, that's a makna, so then the cotton is cutting it. Yeah, that's the first makna, so a cotton would be kohen. And I always understood it because the reason why a cotton. What? This might be a choice of suffix in one Tosis in Sanhedrin. But the Tosis in Gittin, that's Samachtan on the base, which they all quote, which is Meir Chanit, and so we train in many places, the Nemo Fadov Poshet, that's the first makna, so it helps like cotton. I think the way it works is because the Gemara Bar Basra from Malach and Mugesif over there explains from that Gemara that the halach in Kinyonim, you have to have kavon al kinyon. The person, somebody falls in his pocket, he doesn't realize that he's not kohen. You have to know, you have to have kavon as a kinyon. So I always understood, that's the reason why cotton cannot be kohen, because since the cotton is not a badass, his kavon al kinyon, he's missing the kavon al kinyon. We didn't say you have to das or any kavan of the kinyan, that's the Gemara. So since you have to kavan of the kinyan, that's why cotton cannot be kohen. But that's only when there's only one side in the kinyan. It's only the cotton himself trying to be kohen from hefka. There's no second side. But if you have two sides from the kinyan, you have a makna and a kohen. Like you have a buyer and a seller. That's the first makna. So it's enough that the seller, the one being makna, has kavanah. As long as one side has kavanah over here in this kinyan that he wants to be makna, that's enough to create a kinyan. You don't need the cotton skin. And that's the famous Gemara in Sukkah that's been involved. Don't give a lulav and esrik to a cotton on the first day of Sukkah, because cotton is milikani, but he can't be marked the back. And cotton can't be. How is the cotton clean over there? Because you have to ask the chesmaknes, because the far is marked in. Oh. So, Machreya over here, we're marked in Sukkah.
To be marked in Sukkah, all that you need come on.
Yeah, but it's enough, but that's the chesmaknes.
No. To be marked the back.
Right. Well,
why
isn't enough one side of the kohena? I hear you saying. I don't know. I hear. That seems to be, I guess that's not, it's more, it's stronger.
That's makna, because you're giving it to your chesed to this kavan. You can't be chesed to this kavan of these people too.
Right. That seems to be the part. The Gemara says beferish that a cotton cannot be kohena from hefka, on his own he cannot be kohena. But with that, the chesmakna, so if someone's makna, some girl is makna, we can't be kind. So over here, by matnas kahuna, the chayre, it should work. Because the Yisrael is a gadol, and he's giving it to the kohen. So what's the problem? So it says, no, it won't be good. Because there's a Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Nun Ches. The Gemara has the shayla if you could be makash and isha with truma. Yisrael has a huge field. He's makash truma. Let's say the fortune of truma to give $100,000 worth of truma. Can you be makash and isha with that truma? Take his truma and give it to an isha. What's the value of the truma? The value of the truma is tevet sanah. The value is he gets to choose which coin to give it to. How much would you pay for $100,000, which is given to you? I'm not asking you to give it to a coin, but you could choose any coin in the world. It's definitely worth a pruta. You know, that tevet sanah, that value that you get to choose which coin to be mahana with this $100,000, it should be worth something. But the Gemara actually has a machlokes if tevet sanah is mamon or not. Is that called mamon? And one man the mahol, tevet sanah ain't a mamon. You don't really have anything from it. You bukhi to give it away. You have to give it to a coin. Tevet sanah ain't a mamon. You cannot be mekash and isha with that. It's not called the mamon of the Yisrael to be mekash and isha with it. So time to excise, and that's what the Ram Paskins. The Ram Paskins, tevet sanah ain't a mamon. So time to excise. You don't have that. If that's the first makna, it has to be yours. Since the truma is not really yours, you cannot be mekash and isha with it. It's not called mamonai. Therefore, time to excise. That's not called that's the first makna. So you're not the makna. It's not mamonai. It's a mainly the case was to say that you taka can't give this chiddush. You cannot give matnas kahuna to a kain cotton for this reason, because the cotton will not be kaina. The only way cotton can be kaina is that that's the first makna. But in truma, since we hold tevet sanah in a moment, there's no that's the first makna. But then the Ksai says, one of the Chafdal Matnas Kahuna, he says, Achari, you should be able to give to a cotton. Pidyon HaBen. Because Pidyon HaBen is a little different. Any other one of the Matnas Kahuna, you could say, is not Mamayne Tevet Sanah in a moment, because as soon as you mafish the Tshuma, it's not yours. Or as soon as you mafish even the Zerah Chayim Vakeva, all you have is Tevet Sanah, and the Gemara says, you cannot be Mekash and Isha with it. But the Heis Flame of Pidyon HaBen, that is yours. There's no Hafrash over there. You just take it out of your pocket and you give it to a Kayan. So those Heislaim, even if you mazamin it and you say, I'm giving them, this is going to be what I'm going to use for Pidyon HaBen. But still, it's your Heislaim. Let's say you change your mind. You take those Heislaim and you mekash an issue with it. Those five silver coins. You can definitely mekash an issue with it before you do Pidyon HaBen.
That's
what?
Mitzah
the Kayin? I guess not. The Heislaim is only playing over here. His whole problem, his whole issue over here is, how is the Kayin claiming the money? How's Kayin the Matnas Kahuna? So, time to excise, 23 out of 24 Matnas Kahuna would be the Klal of Tevet Sanah in a moment. You can't even catch an issue with it. But Pidyon HaBen is different. Pidyon HaBen, there's no Hafrasha. There's a Mela, those hay slime, just like you could be catch an issue with it. And he's saying if a person has no doubt. I hear you. I don't know. I hear what you're saying, but the Ksais is only handling over here. His whole shag is only going to get the kinyan. It's all bothersome. And he brings down the Saka Pichadish that says this. It's Pichadish, which seems to be the kids. So the Pichadish says, he doesn't talk about the other Matnas Kahuna, but he says, you can do Pidyon HaBen with a Kohen cotton. You can give to a Kohen who's a cotton, Pidyon HaBen. So Ksais explains that with his sheet that Pichadish is only saying in Pidyon HaBen. All other Matnas Kahuna, you cannot do it because the cotton will not be Kohen. But Pidyon HaBen, you have that the first makna say would work. Then the Ksais wants to say another svara that cotton should be able to be kohen or matnas kohuna, with the Tosfos in the beginning of Mesorah Meir that Samachesim based in Sanhedrin. So without going through the whole sugi over there, the Gemara comes out with a whole case that a cotton has money midiraisa. A Tosfos the Kasha has cotton have money midiraisa, but cotton is not kohen. So Tosfos first teretz is the Pasha teretz. If that's the first makna, someone gave it to him. But then this is the second teretz, which seems to me, why is he the second teretz? I think Tosfos is mesupik if this is true. Tosfos seems to be mesupik on this cloud, the holy shenim and naming on, that's the first makna say works. Tosfos is not so sure. It's two twists of Tosfos. So the second teretz is the case where Cotton has money is where he was working. And the question is, the mighty yodav, the malach, the v'schat tircha shalem midiraita. What a cotton works for, that is his midiraisa. Even though cotton cannot be created anything else, and according to this text, even that's the ches maknes, it will not work. And from hefko will not work, and all kinyam does not work, but if he works for something, you a kid for the sukkah, you hire him for the sukkah, and you pay him for it, when you pay him for his work, that for sure he's kohuna. So, time to excise, that's why matnas kahuna will also be his, he could also be kohuna in a tayyip. So, what does excise mean? What's the sushtal? So the Nesivus asked that, and the Nesivus asked, what does this mean in this word? And he says, it sounds like it's maybe referring to a Pasuk. The Pasuk, the end of Pashas Kairach, Pasuk says that the reason why we have Matan Askuhuna is Kischaru Nochem Chenas Avedaschem Bayom Boye. The whole Indian Matan Askuhuna is Scha Chenas in exchange for the Avoida in the Mishkan, in the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan. So the Avoida they do, that's where we give them Matan Askuhuna, the Torah says. The Torah says in other places also. That's why they're getting it. So Nochari, that's what this means. It's Chenak Avedaschem also. Of effect, the Nesivis, that's not true Nochari because a cotton does not have an Avoida. This cotton never worked in the Mishnah. She's not B'nai Avodah. So what does the Ksais mean? He's life shver. So I think what the Ksais means is, you have to understand the whole Svar of Taisus. What's the Svar that Tzchat Hircha, your Malachtoi, this is? Yeah. So what's the Tushel to this Taisus? I think the Tushel is, Taisus is saying the Svar that even if you hold the cotton, cannot be coined anything new. And it cannot, even that Tzchat Makmas doesn't work. But his goof he definitely owns, his own body he owns, his own hands he owns, and his work he owns also. It's amazing when he's taking something in exchange for his work, that's for sure coming to him. And it's together as a shaloi lekeach. I don't have to be kind, it's already mine. This is in place of my work, shaloi lekeach. When he's taking shaloi lekeach, you don't need a kinyan. It's amazing, I think the text is comparing it, Matnas Kuhn also is coming to the kinyan. It's shaloi lekeach, I'm taking what's coming to me. When I'm taking what's coming to me, you don't even need a kinyan. It's already mine. I think that's the svar. That's the second svar of the Ksais with this svar of Taisus. But if you wouldn't have this chiddush of Taisus and this comparison to it, that Matnas Kuhuna is together Tzchat Hircha Malachtei, the Ksais sheet is you cannot give Matnas Kuhuna to a Kohen cotton again because the Ksais is Machadish that first of all Kohen is not Kohen, we know, and the Ksais is Machadish that's the first Machadish that will not work with Matnas Kuhuna because since we have Taisus in a moment, it's not really yours. And therefore, you cannot be makne. You don't have chas makne, I say. The Nesivis wants to din zechon the Hogzais. Nesivis wants to taina. Just because the Torah had gave it the Nesina by Matan Skuna, who says that's to be a Kenyan? Maybe it's just a Nesina. You give it to the Kohen, he says that he was never Kohen. It's not important. It's already like a guest in your house. You give it to you. He doesn't have to be Kohen. He just eats it. You just give the Matan. Who says it's a din Kenyan by Matan Skuna? That's the Nesivis taina. Demis is, Santa Sivis times this because if you look in the Ksais, he himself, the Nesivis, when he wants to say this Kiddush that you don't need a Kinyan, he asks on himself in famous Gemara Bava Metzia that you don't follow him at all. The Gemara says, Maisim Gamliel's Kainim, she was going to Svina. The Maisim Gamliel's Kainim were going in a boat, and obviously it took longer than expected, they were stuck out in sea, and Gamliel realized it was Shnasabia, it was time to, you have to give Maisa every year. But by the third and sixth year, the special halacha of bia, you have to make sure at that time you can save your ma'isa. Whenever you have ma'isa, it's no emergency, it's no rush. You can give it next month, the following month, you can save it. Eventually, you give it to the levy. Shumas rekayin, and the ma'isa to the levy. But by shnasa bia, by the end of the third year, the Torah says, give everything away. No more. Don't let anything pile up. Make sure you give away all your ma'isa. So it's already becoming shnasa bia, the end of shnasa bia. And Galil realized he had ma'isa he didn't give away. So he made a kinyan to Gil made a kinyan with him in the boat was the Bishua, who was the Levi. So he said, "Isishin Yasalama, Nasan Yeshua, Makami Muskalay." And he even made a kinyan. He was Seicha Tim the Makam, so we do by sometimes by Mechias Chametz, and therefore the Levi should be kinyan with Kinyan Chatzah. And that year was Maisa Ani, the third and the second, fourth, fifth. I'm sorry, it was again the first, second. Fourth and fifth years, you give Maisa Shendi. After Maisa Rishon, you give it to the Levi, 10% Levi, you give Maisa Shendi. 10% you take off, you take it to Yerushalayim to eat. And the third and sixth years, instead of Maisa Shendi, you do Maisa Ani. You give 10% to the Ani. That year was Maisa Ani. So he had with him on the boat a Kiva ben Yosef, a Shchoyer B'Kiva, Shem. So he said, and they say, Acha Shin Yosef Lama Nosson a Kiva ben Yosef, they Shizka ben Aniyim. B'Kiva ben Yosef was a Gavit Stoka. So he was Yosef giving his Maisa Ani to him, and he even made a kinyan with him. He was seicha to him the mokum that the Maisa was sitting in order that he should be kainet. So why would the Gemara so makbid that we should make kinyanim over here? If the din is just a pesin nesina, what sounds like the Gemara was more makbid on kinyanim?
Because
there would be no nesina without the mechamim muskul. There would be no oifen on nesina either. You're right. You're right. So what's the kasha? I don't know, but then. But the Nesivis does explain, it's not the Gemara that he wanted to have a Kenyan, Mamashtem, the Nesivis does explain, the Torah says there was Shnas Abiyah. Every time when you give Nesina to the Kohen has time, you know, till he eats it up. So there's plenty of time, you don't have to make a Kenyan, eventually he'll eat it, then by Shnas Abiyah it'll be gone. But by Shnas Abiyah, I guess he felt if it wasn't much sure. Shnas Abiyah, the Sefer is saying, then you do need a Kenyan. You have to get out of your Rishus. It's not enough because you're giving it to the Levi, and the Levi doesn't eat it, but the Maisa, who still owns it? If the Levi wasn't kind of it. The Yisrael still owns it, so he wasn't Mekayim Shnas Abiyah. He didn't get the Chometz out of he didn't get the Maisa out of his Rishus. If he wants to get the Maisa out of his Rishus, that's where he had to make sure to make Kenyan. No, you are Mekayim, but I guess you're not Mekayim Biyah. I hear it. Maybe not.
He gave it away, and he didn't
eat it. Nice, I hear what you're asking. The Sefer does say the story. He says, for Mitzvah Nesini, you don't need Kenyan. But for Bia, that should be, says the Mekayim Bia, that should be out of your Rishus. He has to be, if he's not Kenyan, it's still in your Rishus. Okay, but our component, I hear you asking, I'm just saying over the Nesivis, it's like something we have to think about. But the Nesivis does say this far, that besides Shnat Sabiyah, you can look at inside, Simon Rishon Gimel, Nesivis of Kanchas. The Nesivis does want to tie in things at this point on the Ksois, that for the scene that Matnus Kuna, it's enough to have, you don't need Kenyan. Right, he talks about that, right?
But give the other
Yetzer. We talk about that. What the, actually is in the Ksais in himself, in the Sim, in the Santa Siva says it like it's his own Svar, but the Ksais himself is Meyer in this, that maybe you don't need a Kenyan. He himself talks about this, that maybe all you need is an Asina without a Kenyan. And the Ksais is Deichelet. The Ksais says, no, he holds, plus you need a Kenyan. Why? He says, because we find by Matnasaniyim of Lekat Shechil Peya, the Torah says Lashon Raziva, that there's no din b'chal nesina by nefesh chafeh. You don't have to pick it up and give it to ani. You just leave it there. The mitzvah is to leave it there for an ani to any mekayim mitzvah, and ani come and get it. So Tanakh says by nefesh chafeh, there's no zichah no din kinyan because not even din nesina. It's only din aziva, just to leave it there. Since by Matnas Kuna the Torah gave more than just a ziv, you don't just leave it there for the kohen to come as an extra din to give it to the kohen. So the says it's mustaver, the kohen has to be kohen. This is the svar. Mustaver, the kohen has to be kohen. And I guess on this point is what the nesivus is going on. The nesivus says no. Even we have it in the scene. It's also it's enough. Just give it to him. Give it to him so he can eat it. But you don't have to have a kinyan. So that's the machlokes. The says in the nesivus. If you have to have Matnas Kuna, is it enough with the nesina without a kinyan, or do you have to have a kinyan? You have to leave it. Aziva. Yeah. Okay, you don't have no service in that either. Okay. I was thinking, even if you hold that Matnas Kuna has to have a Kenyan, like the Ksais, there's a difference for why you could give it to a Kohen Katan. Because there's a sugya of Machi Kuhun in Bavasa. And Peggy Shnefen, the fifth of Gimel on base, famous Sigya, the Gemara says, talks about Yushas Bachar, then it's Bachar, it's Neidu Pishnaim. When you do Yush, let's say there's four sons, you divide, and there's, let's say, $100,000, you divide up the money in five parts. It'll be $20,000 each part, and the Bachar will get two parts. The Bachar will get $40,000, everybody, all the other three sons will get 20 each. They'll get 20 each. So Bachar gets double, Pishnaim. So the Gemara says that Ena Bachar Neidu Bereikiv Mukhzik. Gemara's a Joshua. That this din that a bechor gets pishnayim, it's only what was muchzik to the father. The father had muchzik, he's muchzik, and he was holding it the time he died. But something was roi for the father, something was roi to come to the father, l'moshal halva. Let's say the father lent someone money, and bilvamay sudden it. Right now the money was out of the father's shus. That money, when that loiva pays it back later to the yashim, they divide equally. The bechor does not get pishnayim. Any money that wasn't in his hands at that time, l'moshal halva, that's called Roi, and Roi is no Pishnayim. The Bechor does not get double. He gets a regular chel like everybody else. And there's like a pasuk in Shulchan Aruch. In Chishmash, I think Simon, I think it's Reishai and Ches. Then the Gemara says, the Santa Alacha. The Gemara says, talks about there was such a thing in the times of the Gemara, that in certain cities there would be a Makir Kahuna. There was a Kayan that it was already Makubal that all Matnas Kuna went to that Kayan. A certain Chashav Kayan that everyone was Mashav, and all the Kanam knew all the Matnas Kuna in that town, everybody gives to that Kayan. So the Gemara says, if somebody got the Shechter Behema, and he had his Rav Chaim Bakeva, and he did not give it to the Kayan yet, and then this Kohen died, that Matnas Kuhuna will go to that Kohen's son, the Makiri Kuhuna's son, because since he had a mind, everyone had a mind to give it to Schoshev Kohen, now they're going to give it to his sons, the Yerusha. And in that Yerusha, the Bechor will yes gets Pishnayim, because that's called Mukhsak. Since he's Makiri Kuhuna, we know for sure he was going to get it, even though he didn't get it yet, and he's getting it later, that's called Mukhsak. So this is the Zeish Veragamar. Even if you say that the Makir Gehun is an Ungenum and the Zach, he's going to give it to Chir, it's not more than Halvah. Halvah, for sure he's going to get payback. For sure he's Mukhir to pay back. And when the Moiva pays back Halvah, the Bukhar does not get Pishnayim. Chir is a little Pella to go say, but this money is called Mukhsik. So it's not a for sure thing. And Makir Gehun is more expected. Okay. The Shvam mutches on it, but it doesn't say a club shot. There's not a club shot. Tosis, even if it seems to much on it, Tosis starts to explain it that there's a locha of matan mu'etes. The person tells someone, I'm going to give you matan mu'etes, you cannot back out. If a person tells someone he's going to give him, let's say, a dollar, you're mechuyev to give it. You cannot go back anywhere. But matan meruba, if a person says matan meruba, that you could back out. If a person says, I'm going to give you $1,000, and the next day, you know what, it's a little hard for me, I'm not going to do it, I change my mind, you're not going to change your mind. So Tanya tells us, this dinner, Makir Kahuna, is a dinner of matan mulepis. It's like, how they cannot back out. And since he cannot back out, that's why it's called mukhsik. But with Stilsha, Tosis is not answering, what about Halva? Halva also you cannot back out. Halva for sure you can't back out, and Halva is not called mukhsik. Why should this be called mukhsik? There's a Rashi in Gittin, the same Gemara as in Gittin, the Flamed. Rashi in Gittin says a different pshat. Rashi says, "Came the Musta Pshitu Duna Dedehu Yavlu." Since it was a double pasha to the whole world that this kohen is getting it, asking Lushakahani Datai. All the other kohanim are Masich Das from it, Zevi the Miyayish from it. Vahave command the Motu Nidai Dahani. It says Zevi already came to the hands of this kohen, of this Makir Gehuna. But it's still so shver. I mean, Halva also everyone else is you say Miyayish, no one's expecting it, then it's for sure going to come to him. If Halva is called Roy. Why should this not this good? Why should that be called mochsek? So the tzeis switches on it. Tzeis from Rishay and Ches has gotten tesvav. He tells him this. He wants to say smasha from here that for pishnayim you don't need kinyan. Even when it's not kani to him, just it's already it can be called mochsek. Can be called mochsek. But it doesn't really answer the kasha of halva. Why should I understand the mechash shal chish over there? That's so Mr. Shvua to give his chava, let's say $1,000, Mr. Shvua. Then the chisacher means that she tussin simin rei zayin. He brings a machlekes b'shainim if his shvua goes b'yusha. Somebody Mr. Shvua is going to give Reuven $1,000. Then Reuven dies. Is he mechuyev to give it to the yashim? So it's a machlekes. So the chisacher means over here. According to the sheet that said you have to give it to the yashim, the chisacher wants to say this would be called mochsek. So Zayir Makir Kahuna would be called Mukhsik, and you would get Pishnayim. That's the Sivis wants to think on it, and it's got Yiraf, but it's all not answering Hava. Yeah, why is Hava different? And Makir Kahuna?
It's not a Pekoli.
It's by me already. We could point to that and say it's by me, but you can't point to anything
that says,
it's something that's
Roy
to become
mine. It's not a bit sore. Here he's saying, it's not a bit sore. Because Noble Matzon, no, we don't, it's not Mukhrish, which is the money. That's why it's not called Mukhtik. Of the Manas Kuhuna was Mukhrish already. We know which it is. We know it's Kamitin. That's called Mukhtik. It's not a bit sore. Right. Or if you say, oh, Matzon Shahumuk Mishumu, then Gemara does say that. But you have to have, it's also specific. Specific thing, a chetz over here, which we know is coming to this kind, that's called Moses. Not this far. But when I want to say over the stipe says a different far. The stipe wants to say that there's a Gemara in Chulman, the Kuflamid on Beis, and Iran in Chulman, which is Mashma, a Chiddush, that Matnas Kahuna, once you mafish it, even before you give it to a Kohen, it's already Chalan, a Kenyan to Sheva Kahuna. It already belongs to Sheva Kahuna. That's what, and he doesn't say this about the Gemara of Tevis Noah in a moment, but I think that's what Shan Tevis Noah in a moment. Because it's not your money, it belongs to Sheva Kahuna. Manas Kahuna automatically, once it comes into this world, it belongs to Sheva Kahuna. What Tevis Noah is, what the Yisrael does is, he chooses which Kohen it'll go to. He's like Mavara in Sheva Kahuna, who will go to? It really was a Kenyan for Gan Sheva Kahuna. But what the Kohen does over here, what the Yisrael does over here, is he's Mavara, which Kohen it goes to. Is a Ming of Pentecost, that's why it's called Mukhsik. By Makiri Kahuna, really was already koni to ganz Sheva Kahuna. And since, especially with Rashi and Gittin, especially with Rashi and Gittin, all the other kanam of Miyayish and Masiach Dachsamit, it's already Mavuru that it's going to this koin, is a man that's koni to this koin. And that's why it's called Muchzik. That's why it's even better than Hava. It was already koni. So the kinyan was to ganz Sheva Kahuna, and the Bira that the kinyan of the Sheva Kahuna is going to be narrowed down to this specific koin, that happened with the Yish of all the other kanam. As a man, when the father died, he was already Muchzik in it. It was already Mamash Akini then. So that's the way that one's going on. At that fact of the Svara, I was thinking maybe over here also, maybe this should be a Svara why but you should be able to be Makna to a Kohen Katan Matnas Kuna, because you don't really have to be Makna to him. The Kinyan already was to Gans Sheva Kuna. He already was Gans Sheva Kuna. What the soul's doing now is, he's saying, the Kinyan Sheva Kuna should now be focused all on this one Kohen. That's what he always does. And when he says it should all be focused on this Kohen Katan, you don't, even if you hold Das Chas Makna Say, there is no Das Chas Makna Say over here, because there is no any moment. But all you're doing is, you're being Mavara that the Kinyan is this Kohen Katan. You're not creating Kinyan. The Kinyan the Torah made already. The same way the Gemara says that by Mechir Kahuna it's called Muchzik. It's more than a Halva, it's Muchzik. And the Stipel explains, and by the way, with the Stipel's Pshat, I think he means it in the Nesivis. Nesivis has Mamasha, Kitzeloshin, could be the Nesivis means this far. But so that is, the Nesivis and the Stipel are both saying that there already was a Kenyan to Sheva Kahuna, and you just think of who it goes to, maybe that'll work with a Kohen Katan also. And that'll be the terrace for all the places in that hole that you could give Matnas Kahuna to a Kohen Katan. The Kesiv is asking, where's the Kenyan? And Chayyim, you do need a Kenyan. The Teretz is, the Kenyan was automatically the Sheva Kahuna. That's the Sifan Gemara Makir Kahuna. That's called Muchzik, not right, and that's how it would work. Right, well, that's the Nyanam. To do a Kenyan, it's enough with the Mir, right? I was thinking to say another Shail, maybe a different Shail over here on the Indian of giving Matnas Kahuna to a Kohen Katan. There's, The Gemara says in Gittin Daf and Tesun Beis, the famous halacha, the Torah says, and the pasuk says, "V'kidashtei ki eslechem akechu makiv." There's a pasuk in Torah that there's a mitzvah to makavish kahanim because they do avoda. And the Gemara explains, what is v'kidashtei? What's the mitzvah to makavish kahanim? The mitzvah is v'kidashtei in chol davar shebekedushim of toyach rishon, of aruch rishon, lita manu yachar rishon. You always machave the kohen first. The Gemara says over there, that's why we give the Kohen the first Aliyah. We're very makbid by Leini, by Kriyas HaTorah. The Kohen always gets the first Aliyah because there's a mitzvah in the Torah of the Kiddush Day. It's a shayin and rishayinim if it's the rice for Abanon, giving the Kohen the first Aliyah. But my son, I rishayinim hold, I think the Ram holds it's the rice. The Kiddush Day, giving the Kohen the first Aliyah is midaraisa. The Magen Avraham in Sim Reish Pei Beis, Sukkot Vav, he calls the shayin as the dimis kidashta by Kohen Katan. And the shayin is like this, because there's a Gemara in Megillah and the Chaf Gimel. The Gemara says, "Hakol oyin l'Torah, afinu isha, afinu katan." It's not the Gemara, and it's like a passage in Shulchan Aruch. Mika adin, you have to understand what it means, but mika adin, anyone can get an aliyah to the Torah, even the isha, even the katan. So let's talk about the isha. One shayin, we'll talk about katan. What does it mean, the katan getting aliyah? So the Shulchan Aruch brings down that 3 or 4 days, and the Ramah brings down different days. Some learn that he can get any aliyah, even the first aliyah. Some learn that the katan can only get from Revi and on. The first 3 aliyahs have to go to a gadol. But from Revi and further, he can get an aliyah. And some hold he can only get Shvi, 1 aliyah. And some hold he can only get Maftir. But everyone holds in Chol Pachas, the katan can get Maftir. So the Litvish and the Sechashna, we're not knowing that way. We never give a cotton and aliyah, even Maftir. But Chassidish, they are knowing. I know by Mitzvah Bachrim, the week before the Bar Mitzvah, a lot of Chassidim, even if he's still cotton, they give him Maftir. Because it's like they give back in Shulchan Aruch, it's a Gemara that for sure Maftir a cotton can get. So the Magen Avraham says, the minig is, that's the minig, that we only give Maftir. We don't give the other aliyahs to a cotton. Of a mikadin, the zecher is a day in Shulchan Aruch that a cotton can get any aliyah. So, collect the Magen Avraham. What do you do if you have only a kohen cotton in the shul? You have no other kohanim in the shul, only a kohen cotton. So, to go say that you want to be machmeh, we're not giving the first aliyah to a cotton, it's not so posher because you have a mitzvah deraisa, the kiddushtei. If there's a mitzvah deraisa to give the kohen the first aliyah, what gives you the right to go be so machmeh? Maybe you should give him the first aliyah. The worst that could be is you take a made a mistake. We maybe the halacha is that a katan is not supposed to get the first aliyah, so you missed that on a darabanan. Maybe you didn't do the bal kaira he laying. That was okay. Everybody was just laning. The one that made the brachas was not the right person to make the brachas. He was the katan, right? But on the other hand, you don't want to miss out and miss the rice of the kiddushday. If to be a mitzvah d'oraisa v'kedashta, the Mogen Avraham says you would have to give the kohen cotton. And who says there's no mitzvah d'oraisa v'kedashta and the kohen cotton? Just like you have to give a kohen the first aliyah, maybe this halacha goes on the cotton also. So the Mogen Avraham says no. He says there's no din of v'kedashta and a kohen cotton. Why? Because he says the Torah says b'feirish. The whole reason of v'kedashta is gizlecha mekechel humake, because he does aveda. Tell the Mogen Avraham that a cotton does not do aveda. So man, there's no din of v'kedashta. Of effective kivega on the Magen Avraham, there's a sefra that the Chinuch brings down that says that a kohen bal mum, there is a mitzvah kiddushah. If you have a kohen bal mum, you must leave to give him the first aliyah. A kohen bal mum also, even if he's born a bal mum, kohen bal mum also doesn't do avayda. He never did avayda. So the kivega vice says that the avayda is not makif. So if you're clearing, you have to say what? No, kohen bal mum does not do avayda.
What?
It's like the Finnish
here,
because,
you know,
but
he's not a makir.
So basically, the Kivegas is not so clear, but it seems Kivegas is saying the halacha that to be a kohen cotton in the shul, we should give him an ali. In fact, Kivegas, what's the cotton different than Balmum? Just like Balmum, this is in Vikidashta, you must give him first aliyah. According to this Chakir of the Magen Avraham, that maybe there's a mitzvah Vikidashta and a kohen cotton also. You'd have to give the cotton the first lady also, and there's no mashma kivega holds that way la halacha. No one does it that way. If you have, if you don't say ein kan kai, and if there is a kai in cotton in the shul, maybe we should give him the first lady. But the Sefer does say, and the Chinuch brings down, and no one's chelik on this, that at Balmum he does get the first aliyah. So in the story is that what the Torah is thinking is Lechem Melkechel Makav is the reason why Shevet Kahuna has a din of Kiddushah. Because the Shevet brings Kabbalah, therefore the Shevet is Mechubed, and we're Mechubed to be Mechabed them, and give them the first Aliyah. But it doesn't mean that this Kohen himself personally has to be Makav. Even if he's a Balmum, we have to give him this. And mainly, if there's a side to say the mitzvah of Kiddushah goes in Kohen Kohen also, it doesn't share the fact that he was never Makav. That's what Kiveg is saying. Duchen is different. It's different. So
what
does it say? It says he has a market, but goes on a boy. He goes on that. Right. I think it's a different story, maybe why there's no Mikidashi in a kohen. This is, listen to this. There's a, it's not the Shulchan Acharav in the beginning of the Sefer. If you look in Shulchan Acharav, there's two Siman Dalab. The Sefer starts Siman Dalab. It starts Siman Aleph Beis Gimel Dalab, then it starts counting over again Aleph Beis Gimel, and it goes straight. So when you're looking for Siman Daled, it's the first Siman Daled, not the second one. The first Siman Daled in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, Sif Beis, the Shulchan Aruch speaks on Negev Asa, and he says, he brings down, "Begam b'talma t'siyu aruach hatumah zu shesher edayim." He brings, the Gemara talks about the ruach hatumah that is on a person's hands before Negev Asa, before he washes his hands edayim. V'yamru she'ein neveres legami yashit the gimel palm b'siyu again. It only goes away completely when you wash Negev Asa three times, each hand b'siyu again alternately. The gam is zirum oichel in liga biyat kaidem atingel loyla ayin lung loyzel and chaitem, and he brings down, he has to be very, very careful not to touch the eye or the nose or the ears or any open part of the body, because the ruach hatum is on the yadayim. We don't want the chasham ruach hatum to go inside the body. But chosh kins of shulchan arav shetzoch izoyim oichel in liga kaidem atingel b'shum meichoy mashka shulchan tamam. If you're very careful not to touch any food, any oichel, person touches any oichel, if one thing is yadayim, it's a rashi and yumot. In Meister Rav, from the Goyin, his brother, the Goyin was very machful, very machbin on that, and anything that the person touched before Negev Asa to throw it out, to destroy it. You have to warn the women on this. The women are the one Isaac and taking care of food. So therefore you have to warn them to be careful before Negavasa. But then he explains the Santa Zach. But when a guy touches on Negavasa, you don't have to worry. That's why when we go to the supermarket, you know, you take a box of cereal, who stacked the shelves? Who touched all the food in the supermarket? Go and touch it. They don't watch Negavasa. You ever think about that? How come we're not worried about that? Fraya Zich or something, it does bother me. I was always wondering, the big mashkichim, when they give hashkafa on the factory, you know, that's one of the things that the hashkafa should include. If there's any Fraya Yidin over there, did they wash Nagavaza? And want to make sure they wash before. But the goyim you don't have to worry about. Why not? So Shulchan Aruch explains, Ki ruach tumazu eina mesava lishreis ena b'klisha kodesh. This ruach tuma only wants the chapsech on a kodesh kodesh. Makom kedusha shenestalkem misham, in a place which was kodesh and the kedusha went out. Shehem gufis Yisrael k'shem yishenim, which refers to the bodies of Yidden when they're sleeping. Mishmosu megadoshim estalkem migufam, and then the shemah kodesh goes out of the body. The other ruach tuma shera gufam, and that's when the ruach tuma goes on into the body when he's sleeping. Because the shemah chayzer is a guf. When the shemah comes back to the body, mistalekes ruach tuma mikol guf. The Ruch Tumah leaves the whole body, even the Sheretz like them, Bavad, and it remains on the hands. It's a Kabbalah of the Ginyan, but this is the Metzius, the way it works. Okay, maybe that's the Makkah. But basically, he's explaining it as though nature pours a vacuum. Since the Yiddish and the Shammah has Kedusha in it, when that Kedusha goes away, that's when the Tumah comes onto it. That's why we're noyeg. He brings down. We're not so makbid when ketanim that if they touch anything, little kids, the 4 or 5 year olds, they get up sometimes early in the morning, 5 in the morning. They're running around the house, and you get up late and you find them on the floor with a box of cereal all over the place. And who knows what they touched, what they didn't touch, and they didn't wash nagelasi yet. People aren't so makbid on that. What's the reason? So he says in Moshe Gazach, Nefisha Gemar Deika Knisas Nefesh Hakadosh Shabodom. Deika Neshama Kedusha of a Yid comes Bodom who be Yuki Mosham Vimechad. First, a Yid is not really born. Benazah Hegan Yidish Neshama. He says the son. A real Hegan Yidish Neshama comes by the Bar Mitzvah. Vimechad Lezachav Yid Beis in the Keva. Or 12 years old by in the Keva Bas Mitzvah. Shenachem is chayvi ozer mitzvah in the Torah. Even after the name, he says no, another more think about. What's the reason a kid is not chayvi mitzvah and Torah is bar mitzvah? And he's not chayvi name shem is bar mitzvah because he never really had Yiddish in his shama. The real Yiddish shama first comes when he's bar mitzvah. Tell him. The tchinas knisas nefesh zu a kadoshi bechinach the Torah mitzvah. Shechayv kam mechanech. He says that it does start to come, not completely, but it comes a little bit, this Yiddish Neshama, by Chinuch. And then he adds on, Gam from Mitzvah Mila. Even with the Mitzvah Mila, it starts to get a little bit. It starts to get a little bit of Neshama Kedusha. Lachain Hanizim and the Giyas HaKotten, Miyam HaMing of the Eilach Kedusha Emelai. Therefore, if somebody is careful for what a cotton touched from the time he started Chinuch or Mila, Kedusha Emelai, this is a Hele Giyadah, especially Chumrah. Of really make that in, you don't have to be makbid in the gia of without negavasa when he touched food until he's bar mitzvah.
Right?
It says by a cotton or by a gold. I don't see it, but this is what the Shekhinah Rav says. And before Mila, he says there's no chum at all. A baby before. He's saying in Merdek Zach, because in a cotton, he doesn't really get his complete in the Shema Kedusha, whatever that means, until he's a mitzvah. As a Mela, so I was thinking that L'chaira, the Indian of Kedusha's Kahuna is on top of Kedusha's Yisrael. First you have to have, you're not going to be a Kohen if you're not first a Yid. So first you have to have the Shema Kedusha of Yisrael, then we can help in the Kedusha of a Kahuna. As a Mela, Kim and Zogin, that a cotton, according to Shulchan Aruch Rav, he does not have his complete Neshama Kedusha, Kedusha Mitzvah. And then you can say a Kohen Cotton does not Kedusha's Kunina. That's why there's no Mitzvah to Kiddush by a Kohen Cotton. That's why there's no Indian to give a Kohen Cotton first of the year. And that's why maybe also there's no Indian to give you cannot give a Kohen Cotton Matnas Kunina either. Because if he doesn't have his Neshama Kedusha, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, then Chayr Koshkin doesn't have Kedusha's Kahuna before Zohar Mitzvah. Because mainly you will not be able to give him Matnas Kunina either. What? Oh, he's allowed to eat it something else. I mean, yeah, is that yeah. But for Nesina, we have
Nesina.
But Oh, so that sort of thing also. But Emes is definitely the same. But my this svara might be good for the mitzvah kiddushle that he doesn't have kedushas kuna entirely. Of the year of matnas kuna, there is a gemara chulin dafkuf on a beza amaralof and the Bram Paskins as I in perik tesos bikum alachachov that matnas kuna could be Emes be given to an isha kahenas. You give it to an isha. And even if she's married to Yisrael, you can give the matnas kuna to Isha Kehenes, and her husband can eat it if it's the matanas that there's already. That's something else. I mean, but once you can miss the sina, then the kohen can give it to his behemoth seed also, right? Kashine truma. Yeah. So you want to bring your rabbi into the whole shayin and they want to press some more, you cannot get back to the kohen button. So what do you
do?
Right. No, I'm talking about the sina. The sina can be done to an isha. You can, I think, just to an isha to get the isha gehenna.
Right.
There's a tesis in Kedushin, that has some aralef, that has chayt esafik a tesis, two twists of tesis. The Mishmach talks about it, if you give pinya ben to an isha gehenna. A lady gehenna, can you give pinya ben to it? Seems to be two twists of tesis. Kivega speaks about it in Shulchan Aruch Yodeh, in Hagara, in Shulchan Aruch Yodeh, in Samach Aleph, Sevches. I got a shtickle on it in Hagar and my Zayde Shirim in Kedushin Aches about this Indian. But the first question that by an Isha is no mitzvah the Kiddushle. So the Teretz is, could be Matnas Kuna is not Tongi in Kedushas Kuna, it's Tongi in Sheva Kuna. Tongi just in Sheva Kuna. And then you could say, even if a Kohen Katan doesn't have Kedushas Kuna, according to Shulchan Acharav, you could give Matnas Kuna. But this svar of the Shulchan Acharav, it might be a svar of why there's no need of Mrs. Vicky Dashley by Kohen Katan. And that's the terrace why we don't give a Kohen Katan Rishon. There's a little more to speak about these in Yanam. Next time.